Every year, there are numerous articles written on Halloween to discuss the damaging practices of cultural appropriation and their benign kissing cousin, cultural appreciation. How many of you here have seen those articles in your campus newspaper and thought, "What's wrong with these guys? That kind of stuff doesn't happen here." If I had to guess, I would imagine that the number is rather high. I would even go so far as to say that the number is higher than any of us would like to admit. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason that I'm even here today. I'm here to help you understand that difference between cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation. Slight, but important. This talk is going to focus on two points as we analyze these concepts, and those two points are the following. One, what is your aim in using whatever piece of culture you're using? And two, what is that specific piece of culture that you're using? How you use something is going to play a large part in determining whether or not you're appropriating someone's culture. Everyone believes it to be great fun to dress up as colonials and Indians. Not many stop to think about the choices they make, and it is reflected in the latter ire of their fellow neighbors. A prime example of this would be the party thrown on a college campus a year or two ago, hosted by one of the campus's fraternity clubs. This party would make national headlines and spark indignation for many reasons, not the least of which is the cultural appropriation that happened. Native American culture was used to produce scanty costumes, inciting lust among classmates dressed as Hispanic conquistadors. This also brings up questions about chauvinism, but those will have to be discussed elsewhere. The party, despite its historical inaccuracies, made no attempt to honor or even imitate Native American culture and dress. Instead, the dress was stereotyped to fit Western conventions for a themed party. The purposeful misuse of a cultural item in such a way that it is degrading is when you have crossed the line between cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation. For example, holding a Cowboys and Indians party is likely to cause offense, whereas if you dress up as Pocahontas or Sitting Bull and put a minimum of effort into the costume, then it is much more likely that you're appreciating culture rather than appropriating it. Music appreciates other cultures constantly by drawing on domestic and international social fabrics that the musician comes into contact with. These inspirations are not appropriation when the artist is truly inspired, but these sources and is not simply trying to turn a dime into 15 cents. However, there are cases where good intentions are just not enough. Certain items, especially when they have a spiritual or religious context, must be treated with great care. The Abrahamic religions are a good example in that they have both appropriated culture and similarly been appropriated. Christianity has involved many pagan traditions, and Islam has taken parts of Christianity and Judaism while having its own unique view of the world. And all of these religions have been appropriated in music, art, and more. The word appropriated is correct here because they have been used with no regard for the initial meaning, or they have used other elements in the same way. Many other religions, such as Buddhism and the concept of karma or chi, have been similarly appreciated and appropriated by many. Yoga and Buddhism are great examples due to their status, as in vogue spiritual healing for those who are disenchanted with stress and materialism they perceive in an overwhelming manner. But what about forms of speech and dress? These can also be appropriated, as is done many times in entertainment. The trajectory of rap and hip-hop has been a turbulent one. Without entering into a musical discussion, it is definitely safe to say that these genres have evolved. There has been a series of appropriations of the music and the culture, and not just in the United States, but all over the world. Many artists and record labels have hooked on to this music and mixed it with pop music to imitate and amplify the success of hip-hop and rap. This is not to say that the majority of the fans do not appreciate rap music, but it is an appropriation. The music was not taken with the intent to create something new, nor was it taken with the intent of recreating it. It was taken with the intent of selling records. This is a lack of respect for this music, which has caused controversy and allowed racism to grow and spread. At the same time that the barriers have dropped, they have gone up as well. But it's not all racist cultural appropriation. Wearing things like a sari or a striped shirt modeled after French fishermen is neither appreciation nor appropriation. If you're wearing something because you enjoy it, then it is simply that. And if you wear an item of clothing or jewelry because you admire the culture or you admire the significance that said item has, then it is even more positive. Therefore, the line between cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation is a very fine line. While at times the answers may seem to be clear, caution should always be exercised when dealing with this subject. And when you're contemplating dressing a certain way or having a party with a certain theme, think about whether or not you could make the headlines the next day for it. If you would be making negative waves because of the use of someone else's culture, then it is probably not advisable to do whatever you are thinking of doing.